The trans ideology damages children. In our mad, 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 mad world, Canadian mother Corey Doty hopes to raise her child, named Cyril Attlee, but called C, in such a way that baby C's objective biological sex will have no meaning relative to C's gender identity. Doty's dream for her child is that he or she be free to, quote, self-determine their own gender, end quote, at some undetermined time in the future. And by they, Doty means C. Although Doty can't yet obtain a genderless birth certificate for her baby, she was able to obtain a genderless national health ID card. In the service of Doty's twisted dream, she refers to C using the pronoun they. She refuses to share C's sex publicly. She's trying to obtain a birth certificate that doesn't record any sex. And she dresses C in clothing that is either gender neutral or associated specifically with both boys and girls. Doty describes herself as a non-binary, genderqueer trans person whose history offers a troubling glimpse into her clearly troubled mind. And I quote, I grew up in a fairly conservative Protestant church. When I was 17, I left home for a year on an international exchange, started reading and exploring outside the small world I had come from. I learned to drink, kiss girls, and question authority. Within a few years of that, I had my first group sex experience, started exploring psychedelics, and was on my way towards the words I would later find comfort and identity in. Words like trans, genderqueer, queer, pansexual, polyamorous, butch, femme, non-binary, gender rebel, psychonaut, and witch were just around the next bend. I've struggled with mental illness, explored gender transitions, and explored fertility and pregnancy, end quote. Doty now makes her living as a, quote, community educator and personal coach, end quote. I kid you not. Her coaching focuses on gender, sexuality, healing, political work, and substance use, including harm reduction and psychedelic support. She also facilitates discussions at adult sex ed parties on sex toys, kink, threesomes, gender exploration, swinging, and sex parties. On her blog, Doty extols the fluid, transient relationships she views as family, relationships that don't include a father for C. And I quote, I am incredibly grateful to feel supported as a single parent. The extended rings of our family include roommates, dates, and kids of those who have some, dear friends, exes turned aunties and uncles, space cousins and their parents. Space cousins is a term invented to explain the relationship between C and the other kids who share a sperm origin without sharing parents, end quote. Doty's description of one of her podcast topics reveals that she has lost any sense of right and wrong and so can't distinguish what types of behavior should be considered shameful. And I quote, in an effort to stimulate healthy conversations about sexuality in the wake of stigmatizing distractions, the upcoming episode of Sex, Drugs, and How We Roll will be about piss play. Because there doesn't need to be anything shameful about getting off on the mostly sterile fluids excreted from consenting adults. Do you like to get wet and wild? Want to come on the air and talk about consensual involvement of urine in sex and or kink? This is how we diffuse the distractions to see the truth underneath. Hashtag golden showers. Hashtag water sportsgate. Hashtag sex positive resistance to fascism. End quote. While discussing degrading sex acts or drug use, Doty claims to oppose moral judgment. Except, that is, when she implicitly condemns those who condemn degrading sex acts. Just as leftists condemn all forms of intolerance except for their own, they also condemn all moral judgments except for their own. Ontario recently passed a law similar to a policy change made by the DCFS in Illinois that makes it possible for the government to refuse to place children with foster or adoptive families that reject the body and soul destroying, science denying, trans-affirmative ideology, and perhaps even remove children from homes in which parents or guardians reject such an ideology. Meanwhile, a cross-sex, hormone-doping, bearded woman who endorses sexual perversion can purchase human genetic material, that is, sperm, and raise a child whose sex the mother refuses to affirm as not only immutable, but profoundly meaningful and good. In an interview, Pierce Morgan asks the non-binary trans, mustached mother with the hormone-induced male-ish voice, Dodie, what she will do if her child at some point identifies as a monkey. With a look dripping with derision, Dodie responded that her child is a human. Apparently, she believes that it is patently absurd to suggest her child is a species he or she is not, but perfectly reasonable to believe that her child may be a sex he or she is not. In a recent editorial, Leonard Pitts, far-left syndicated columnist and supporter of virtually every doctrinaire and destructive far-left dogma, including co-ed restrooms, commented on Corey Doty's mothering decision, calling it a, quote, bridge too far, end quote. He asserts that it's just silly to believe that it's a sin against enlightenment to identify a baby's sex. Well, kudos to Pitts for his courage, but it's no sillier than allowing men and women to obtain falsified birth certificates, passports, and driver's licenses. It's no sillier than allowing men who pretend to be women in women's locker rooms, restrooms, and shelters. It's no sillier than allowing boys and men to play on girls' or women's athletic teams. And it's no sillier than demanding that teachers refer to boys by female pronouns or vice versa. Unfortunately, Dodie is not alone in her delusionary belief in the unimportance of sex differences, including their anthropological and moral meaning. In 2011, Canadians David and Kathy Stocker-Witterick made headlines when they announced that they were not sharing publicly the sex of their third child, Storm. They dismissed Storm's sex while awaiting the day when Storm would reveal his or her gender identity and which pronoun he or she preferred. Well, 6.5-year-old Storm's sex is still unclear, but Storm has chosen to be referred to as she. Storm's oldest sibling, 11-year-old Jazz, is a boy who identifies as trans, not to be confused with the other boy called Jazz, who pretends to be a girl on the TLC show I Am Jazz. Jazz has chosen to use the plural pronoun they. Jazz and Storm have another sibling, 8-year-old Kyo, or Keo, I'm not sure how to pronounce it, who identifies as non-binary and uses the plural pronoun they. Mother Kathy, too, uses the pronoun they, and Dad David goes by he or they. Proving they've moved beyond the binary, Dad David has been known to dye his hair pink, and Mom Kathy shaves half of her hair while wearing the other half in long flowing tresses. Yes, nothing says moving beyond the binary quite like donning both male and female hairstyles. It's not just a few misguided or rebellious parents who are adopting the trans cult ideology. Sweden, once again proving what a collectively foolish nation it has become, has jumped on the speeding trans train. 5 years ago, Slate magazine exposed how deeply invested in eradicating public recognition of sex differences Sweden is. Activists were lobbying to eradicate gender-specific proper names, encouraging parents to name girls Jack and boys Lisa. A Swedish children's clothing company had removed the boys and girls sections. A Swedish toy catalog showed a boy in a Spider-Man costume pushing a pink pram, that's a stroller. Sweden has a national curriculum guideline for preschools that mandates that preschools should counteract traditional gender patterns and gender roles. Several preschools banished references to pupils' genders, instead referring to children by their first names or as buddies. A Swedish school got rid of its toy cars because boys gender-coded them and ascribed the cars higher status than other toys. One preschool removed free playtime from its schedule because when children play freely, stereotypical gender patterns are born and cemented. In addition to pronouns for he and she, Sweden now has a gender-neutral pronoun, hen. Foolish people like these Swedish biological sex rejectors and doty bristle at social conventions associated with males and females, thus denying that such conventions emerge from, reflect, and reinforce anthropological truths. Humans in every society throughout history have recognized that men and women are different. Even homosexuals acknowledge that truth. When homosexual men and women claim that they are romantically and erotically attracted only to members of their same sex, they are implicitly acknowledging that men and women are inherently and significantly different, and that those differences are not only anatomical. Social conventions reflect and reinforce the good architecture of sexually differentiated human life. Social conventions for men and women were not created out of whole cloth or manufactured from the fertile imaginations of patriarchal oppressors. They emerged from human nature. Historically, societies have believed that the fact of biologically determined sexual differentiation was a good thing and should be cultivated. Societies recognized what self-proclaimed homosexuals recognize: men and women are different. Cultures developed patterns of behavior and societal roles that reflected, codified, encouraged, reinforced, and sustained sexual differentiation, which is mostly a good thing. That said, though social conventions emerge from, reflect, and reinforce truths about men and women, they don't dictate our lives or reflect the totality of any individual person. And of course, humans, being fallen creatures, err. Men and women have deformed their roles and responsibilities and corrupted their natures in myriad destructive ways. Through pride, fear, and selfishness, they have variously abused and abdicated their natures and their roles. And unthinking societies have at times become too restrictive regarding what roles and conventions men and women could or should assume. But errors in how to evaluate and facilitate the good of sexual differentiation should not lead to jettisoning recognition of sexual differentiation. Sometimes encouraging conformity, including conformity to what the left views as wholly arbitrary social conventions, can be not merely a harmless thing, but a good thing. It is good for societies to encourage sexual differentiation through some expectations regarding dress and behavior. Of course, what that looks like will change over time and across cultures, but the left does not seek to work at ensuring reasonable gender expectations, but rather to eradicate all gender differences. It is, at minimum, benign to paint the nursery walls of a baby girl pink and a baby boy blue. It is profoundly harmful for boys to dress and act like girls or vice versa. It is harmful for women to don beards and men wear lipstick. And it is harmful to suggest to children that their objective, immutable biological sex is subordinate to their subjective feelings when it comes to their maleness or femaleness. Even the liberal Slate magazine writer knows where the trans ideology is heading. And I quote, "For many Swedes, gender equality is not enough. Many are pushing for the Nordic nation to be not simply gender equal, but gender neutral. The idea is that the government and society should tolerate no distinctions at all between the sexes," end quote. That's where America is heading as well. Trans cultists and their ideological allies seek to eradicate all public recognition of and respect for sexual differentiation in all contexts for everyone. An 18-year-old trans-identifying young man who pretends to be a woman called me last week. He shared that he hopes for a day when there are no more single-sex facilities anywhere for anyone. To him, neither feelings of modesty nor the desire for privacy are linked to objective, immutable biological sex. The science-denying trans ideology buttressed by the convergence of voodoo pseudoscience, Gnosticism, and radical subjectivism bordering on solipsism, is destroying lives and creating moral, social, and political anarchy.